Circus Headpiece. You can access the circus directly through the Praetorium, through the building situated on Rees Square, or through the circus entrance on Rambler Villa. If you enter through the Praetorium, on the ground floor, you will discover an opening in the Roman wall, which will take you to the circus. At that time, it was attached to the Provincial Forum. When you go through the wall, you will find yourself in a hallway with three openings. The one on the right will take you to a long room, covered with a cannon vault. This is the longest vault in the Roman circus, and its purpose is structural. On the left side of this vault, there were up to seven small covered rooms, which were also used to support the stands. At the end of the long vault, there is a small passage which is linked to the first of a series of crossing vaults. The first of these has a large staircase in the middle, for which only the foundations remain. This staircase linked the circus arena to the stands and was one of the points where spectators could enter the building. If you come back to the hallway, you will find another area which is also covered with a vault. This disappears after just a few meters and you will immediately find yourself outside. On the right-hand side, you will pass by the concrete massif, which is the foundation of a monumental staircase. Continue straight ahead, and just before you go into a newly preserved area, you will come across the remains of the Triumphalus Gate, which link the circus arena to the outside of the city, crossing the wall. Just a few meters away, the San Hermenegild, St. Hermenegild, vault can be seen in all its glory. This was actually used to support the upper platform of the southeastern side of the circus. It was also used to link the city with the Provincial Forum, passing beneath the circus. The southwestern facade of the circus was made up of a succession of around 60 arches in lunette form, framed by attached pilasters. There are three in this section, the first of which, where you walked through, has been fully preserved, while the arch in the second section displays the restoration work of ancient times. This leads to another staircase which will take you to the upper platform of the circus. Only the first three steps are original, and the remainder are the result of modern restoration work. On the sides of the second staircase, there are holes which were used to fit a door to close the building. If you access the upper floor, you can take in the sheer size of the circus. Tarraco was the only city in Catalonia to have the three classic buildings of a Roman city: the circus, theatre, and amphitheatre. The circuses were buildings used for chariot races, which were pulled by two horses, bigas, or three horses, quadrigas. The chariots were driven by origas. The Tarraco circus was built during the era of the Emperor Domitian, at the end of the 1st century AD. Its setting, right in the urban stretch of the city at a very advanced time in history, demonstrates its role in providing social cohesion, facilitating emperor worship. The building stretched from the wall on the San Antoni Promenade to the current-day Empiri Roma Avenue, and it is believed to have held 30,000 spectators. The long duration of the circus, around 300 years, is demonstrated in the ancient repairs that were needed to maintain its structure. The building was in use until the 5th century, when part of its structures were reused to house individual homes. After the Islamic period, the circus area was outside the medieval city and only became part of it again in the 14th century with the construction of the wall, which used the facade of the circus, enabling it to remain intact. In the last 20 years, the restored remains of the Roman circus have been incorporated on the premises. The circus was declared a historical artistic monument in 1963 and is part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarraco, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You will come out directly onto Rambler Villa through a modern design door which has ruined the 14th century stone railing. Walk in the direction of the sea and cross over to get to Palmeras Promenade. The tour continues along this promenade, the Balcon del Mediterraneo, Mediterranean balcony, giving a spectacular view of the sea, and from there you will be able to see the next sight, the amphitheatre.